Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Smith reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Gibson moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Flood reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. Shannon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buczek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with foul covering, for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bill Fall. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Javier strikes out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buchek for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Covington is chasing the ball. Gibson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shannon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Cepeda moves to third. Bill Connors now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda tags and scores. McCarver tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Butchek hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Bill Connors. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Hendley now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Flood hits a fly ball towards center. Brown settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brown. Flood moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Santo moves to second. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.